Welcome to Coaching Through the Parsha, sort of a weekly idea that built in coaching principles that shows itself through examples and stories and situations in the weekly Torah reading. Parsha Bereishit, accountability. One of the earliest lessons that God is trying to teach humanity is the concept of accountability. The concept of accountability is really the person's ability to deliver on a commitment. It's the responsibility to a certain level of outcome, not just specific tasks. And it's very much about taking initiative in a very thoughtful and strategic way, with obviously with follow-through. And accountability is fundamental to our ability to operate in the world, to interact with other people, to succeed, to get anywhere. I was reading an article earlier today that really said the difference between success and failure is accountability. A really fundamental principle in any enterprise, in any business, any partnership, relationship, whatever that is, any hierarchical structure that might exist, there is a very important accountability factor that's there. Accountability is often referred to as responsibility, as ownership, and very often it's simply about a person owning the consequences or the results of their actions for good and for bad. And so the Bible teaches us an early lesson in this matter with the story of Adam and Eve and eating of the fruit of the tree. Until that point, things seem to be going very well. And at that point, when that happens, it all breaks loose at that moment. Eve eats from the tree. She gives to Adam. Adam eats from the tree. They have an immediate sort of realization and epiphany that something is wrong, that they had made a mistake, that they had done something incorrectly and improperly, and they go and hide, which leads us to find a very interesting moment. They are hiding, and God is walking through the garden looking for them, as it's written. When God finds them, God asks them, you know, where are you? And they said they're hiding, and God asks them, have you done something wrong? Have you eaten from the tree that I have told you not to eat from? In that moment, there is a pause, if you will, in the text. It's not one that's obvious. It is the end of a verse and the beginning of the next verse. But in that moment, there is a pause. There is an opportunity for Adam to answer in any manner of ways. How does he want to respond to God's question? What does he want to say? What are the ramifications of his answer, one way or the other, and its impact and its consequence going forward? Adam chooses to blame Eve, who then chooses to blame the snake. Then the consequences that follow, which ultimately lead to them being expelled from the garden. Adam has a choice to make in that moment when God asks, did you do that? Adam could have said, I own and I am responsible and I am accountable for my actions, and I violated a trust and a commitment that you, God, and I have created, and I'm therefore ready for whatever consequence comes as a result of it. It is my fault. It is my responsibility. That's a heavy load to bear, certainly a heavy burden to bear, and particularly the case is where it wasn't him directly initiating the action. He is a secondary player in that action. He certainly had a choice to choose not to eat, separate conversation. But in that moment, Adam could have held himself accountable for his actions. And as an extension, accountable for the actions of Eve and the snake, and therefore accountable for the breakage in the relationship and the trust between God and himself. Instead, Adam chooses to blame his wife. He blames Eve, and he says, she gave me of the fruit to eat. And then she in turn says, the snake made me do it. And so there, early on in the Bible, there's a very clear sign, story, example of what God wants and what God got. God wants accountability. God wants the commitment. God wants ownership and responsibility. If you're going to be humanity and you're going to be the ones responsible for the earth, for development, for the animal kingdom, for the world, for the relationships between people, then fundamental to that, you must appreciate and understand this concept of accountability, of ownership, responsibility, and honoring your commitments and then accepting the consequences, whatever they may be, one way or the other. And as a result, Adam makes that mistake there. So he made multiple mistakes. Mistake number one was eating. Mistake number two was not owning the responsibility for it. Maybe things are different if he does, but he doesn't. And therefore the consequences of him then being having to work very hard, having not getting the results necessarily of his work in the future, it seems to be sort of a fitting punishment that the land will not give him what he expects of it. Do not trust the land to give back to you every time what it is that your effort is in giving into it, because in the same way that you violated it, Adam, so to the land itself can be expected on occasion to not give you what it is that you want of it. And so there you have it early on. It does play itself forward in multiple stories and examples throughout the Bible immediately thereafter in the story of Cain and Abel. Very clearly at that moment when God asks Cain the same basic question, he basically avoids the answer that is basically saying, I did this. I own it. I'm responsible for it. I made a mistake. Whatever comes after that. And so it's really important that we understand accountability and that we set, sort of atmospheres of accountability and responsibility in the worlds that we live in, the worlds that we work in our homes, in our places of business, in our other relationships. And so how do we do that? So I saw a very really clear article, a really wonderful article, a clear article was rather the way to say that, that appeared in the Harvard Business Review about 5 years ago that listed out what I'll call the five clears that help set up accountability and foster accountability in the people around us. Clear number one is setting really clear expectations, really understanding what it is that's expected of somebody, what success looks like, what failure looks like, what steps they have to take potentially to get there. The second clear is clear capability. Do they have the capability to do what's expected of them? What skills do they need to succeed? And do they have them, and do they have the materials that they need for it? The third clear is clear measurement. So we have clear expectations, clear capability, clear measurement. Understanding at the outset, how is this going to be measured? And so I can be accountable for X and Y and Z because I'm being measured in method A, method B, and method C. And by virtue of having that clarity of measurement, a person can appreciate where they are in their milestone and in their journey. Clear number four is clear feedback. That in the course of the work itself, there's a line of communication, which is obviously very important, but also the ability to provide good, clear, honest assessment and feedback about what's going on during the course of the work, on track, off track, things like that. Really helpful to be give good feedback than to simply be nice about it and not give any feedback. And the last, of course, is clear consequence. If they've been there all the way and the other things have been clear to this point, a really clear consequence is very important for that. Obviously, reward if it's successful, consequence if it's not successful. It's not punishment, it's consequence. And so if all the different steps have been met, and then ultimately the person is not successful, then it has to be a very clear consequence for that person or for that situation that is clear and obvious to everyone that is the resultant of not meeting the commitment level that's expected. These are all the building blocks for accountability and for fostering accountability in our homes, in our lives, in our relationships. That's both up and down the chain, whether that's Adam to God and God to Adam, or whether that's across the spectrum too with our peers, Adam to Eve, or us people that we work with in our places of business, or us in our homes. There are levels of accountability that operate in multiple ways, and each one of those is important for us to ultimately be successful. And in the same way that Adam missed the mark, and that later on Cain missed the mark, so too it's upon us to really appreciate that sense of accountability and really understand what it is that the Bible is teaching us early on is a really important lesson about being accountable and holding others accountable as well.